Quote, "It is not possible for omniscience to be produced without causes, because if it were, everything could always be omniscient. If things were produced without reliance on something else, they could exist without constraint. There would be no reason why everything could not be omniscient. Therefore, since all functional things arise only occasionally, they depend strictly on their causes. Omniscience, too, is rare because it does not occur at all times and in all places, and everything cannot become omniscient. Therefore, it definitely depends on causes and conditions." End of quote. According to this text, there are two types of existent phenomena, those that exist permanently, and those that exist at some times but not at others. What is the implication of the second kind, existing at times but not existing at others? Such a question naturally arises. The implication is that temporary things depend on causes. The fact that certain things are produced at certain times proves the existence of causes. To say that certain things are produced at some times but not at others indicates that they are not independently produced, but rather that they depend on other conditions. Therefore, all those phenomena that are produced at some times but not others depend on causes and conditions, and they are of various types. Causes are of different types, such as substantial cause, direct cause, indirect cause, cause of equal state, concomitant cause, and so forth. Similarly, there are various types of conditions, like objective condition, causal condition, immediate condition, and so forth. So those phenomena that depend on causes and conditions change by nature. They do not abide in one place, and they are not permanent. Conditioned phenomena, in turn, can be classed under three categories: form, consciousness, and neither of the two. Form consists of such aspects as shape, color, and so forth, which can be seen by the eyes and touched by the hands.